Welcome back to Let Me Read to You, a series of the Feel More podcast. Today I'm going to be reading from the book Vibrate Higher Daily, Live Your Power by Layla Dahlia, and I'll be reading from the chapter Self, pages 71 through 82 of that work. Terrains we journey through. The journey itself is a sacred and necessary part of the process, not to skip, and yet it can be difficult to surrender to and begin. This section is to mentally prepare you for the journey ahead, where eventually you may find yourself immersed in one of the many terrains of life and journeying. Preparation allows you to more readily accept the mission and proceed with skill and higher awareness. And after a while, you don't just try living from a new vibration. You begin to own it, and the path becomes doable, effective, and rewarding. A new you comes into being. The not-so-easy parts of life are part of the journey too, and this is where a lot of people come to a halt and are tempted to quit. Sometimes they do quit, or resist, tune out, or lose hope. But in order to arrive where you're going, you have to keep going through the different terrains to the other side. Our ability to accept the mission and do the necessary work to get through is life-altering. The daily process is not about chasing perfection. It's about rising every day from wherever you find yourself and becoming better, doing better from that place. When the journey is long, journey fatigue, burnout, mental exhaustion, and a need for recovery may arise. And through, I've found that its higher purpose, my spirituality, and honoring my self-care routine that empower me to overcome these things. I can continue to move through while no longer being overcome or hindered by the process. Think of a long road trip. You leave a familiar place behind, often traveling through unfamiliar wilderness to get to where you're going. You're patient through the middle journey, knowing that you'll arrive in due time. This allows you to relax and flow into the process. Life, spirituality, and your journey all operate in the same way. And although at times you may feel that you have no roadmap, the way becomes visible as you begin journeying. The metaphorical terrains, the mountain. The mountain is your obstacle. It's the thing that feels overwhelming to get around or over. It often causes stress and lower vibrations. The mountain is the emotional heaviness, the burdens, pain, stressors, triggers, obstacles, workload, lifestyle, habits, and people that don't serve your higher good. It's your not-so-positive habits and cycles that are stuck on repeat. It's whatever you're currently stressing about or losing sleep over. It's the thing you feel like you might have a nervous breakdown over. That's your mountain. Vibrating higher is climbing the mountain. As you start moving up, you're able to see life from higher vantage points. With the advantage of higher perspective, you're more aware of your surroundings. Your insight is expanded, and the things you once thought were large become smaller, more viable, surmountable, or at times insignificant to you. On the journey, everyone has to climb and overcome their mountains. Purpose of the mountain. The journey brings you to the mountain to strengthen and fortify you, to raise your awareness, to expand your vision, and to build vibrational and spiritual muscle, endurance, and resilience. The mountain is the entry point to self-discipline, renewed strength, and higher awareness, insight, and perspective. The desert. The desert is the place on your journey where it appears you're alone, although technically and spiritually, you're not. When you're in the desert, nothing seems to be going or moving toward you. Nothing appears nourishing. The desert is the period where you're forced to be away from the norm. It's a wilderness experience when you don't see it manifesting or getting near. Boredom, loneliness, and even hopelessness can set in if you're not watchful. The desert is also a place where things and people are divinely stripped away. It's a space of solitude, release, and reflection that can, if you vibrate higher through it, become a paradise and oasis. This powerful place of deep refuge is a resting place where you can experience transformation, awakening, and rebirth. The desert is a space of purging and allows for higher connection and alignment with the divine. It's oftentimes a place of lasting spiritual significance. Everyone has to journey through their own desert experience. Purpose of the desert. The desert is the transitional place in the journey where you purge all that you are not and dissolve all that's no longer useful. It is the initiation and entry point into a new vibration of you and your life's purpose, power, and work. The place through which you become your truer and higher self. The storm. A spiritual storm is a divinely controlled experience, event, or condition in your life that can cause loss, confusion, and pain. Yet this chaos is for your higher good and progress. The storm is where and when some level of your life is suddenly disrupted by the winds of change. As a result, you can feel hopeless and left with no sense of direction or escape. Further disorientation and losing of the way can set in if you're not careful and aware of the powerful purpose of this metaphorical weather. Vibrating higher is how you can outlast the storm. While in its midst, you vibrate higher by seeking shelter in, aligning with, and anchoring yourself in the divine. Drawing nearer to the divine, a greater force, gives you spiritual covering and leads to insight, strength, direction, and the perfect peace that holy scriptures speak of. Through the storm and afterwards, as you move onward, you gain greater resilience and power. Remember that you're never alone in the storm and that it has a greater working purpose in your life. This perspective allows you to endure and outlast the storm in a more empowered way. As a result, the storm elevates you to higher levels within, opening the way for a new direction and higher stability in your life. Storms have three stages: the developing storm, the mature storm, and the dissipating storm. Knowing this and recognizing when you're entering or leaving each stage helps you to remain prepared. Keep in mind that all storms pass, the skies clear, and the sun comes out again. Calming and stilling your mind is a spiritual tool that plays a huge part in calming and stilling the storm. Since the storm is not physical terrain like the mountain and the desert, it can happen at any time during the journey. This is a trademark of its unstable nature. It can happen in any terrain. When it happens, you may find yourself feeling not only alone, but also temporarily overwhelmed. Physical storms and spiritual storms are both created by unstable atmospheres, but they also help stabilize the atmosphere. Whatever is hindering you from moving forward, the storm comes to clear the way through necessary cleansing and purification. Remember during the storm that this too shall pass. Everyone has to journey through and outlast their own storms. Purpose of the storm. The journey brings you to the storm to strengthen you, to clear your path, and to reroute your life. The storm purifies you and helps you develop a higher level of spiritual, mental, and emotional stability and power. The ocean. Life happens in tides and waves. The ocean is a spiritual metaphor for the state and vastness of your emotions and energy. It's the unexplored depths of your subconscious mind, your potential, and the current vibration of your life. Waves represent your inner life, your emotions, vibrations, energy, and moods. Your waves are what you, at any given moment, vibrationally feel and express. Your ocean speaks through your reactions, behaviors, choices, moods, and words. In the course of each day, the waves come and go to the shores of your life, moment by moment, experience by experience, and tide by tide. Tides represent your outer life, the surrounding stimuli that affect your inner waves, such as the people, foods, and energies you come into contact with. Tides show up as either high vibrations or low vibrations, and vary in intensity, like high and low tide. Tides are the experiences and circumstances that, with skill, you navigate into, through, and then out of. The various ocean states represent the sliding scale of joy and turbulence in your life. Like the ocean, you are capable of being peaceful, calm, soothing, stable, focused, and balanced, as well as stormy, overpowering, unstable, unpredictable, unfocused, and imbalanced. The ocean is about maintaining higher awareness and balance within and without, so that you don't feel unbalanced or disoriented to the point of sinking too deep. When the mind is at a higher vibration, the ocean within is a place of empowerment, refuge, and relaxation. When the mind is vibrating lower, it's a place of disempowerment, turbulence, and vibrational imbalance. Emotional waves can obstruct your vision and hinder your ability to navigate forward successfully and clearly in life. When in balance, your emotions support your vision, progress, and movement forward, birthing greater strength, courage, and faith along the way. Everyone has to journey through and cross their own ocean. Purpose of the ocean. The journey brings you to the ocean to gain inner balance and peace. The ocean moves you into higher levels of balance and self-control. This terrain also relaxes, restores, and purifies you during the process. The ocean washes to the shore what no longer serves you. It's up to you to release what goes to shore. Instead of holding on to what comes up, detach and allow the ocean to wash it away. This is how the ocean seeks to initiate you into strength and higher vibrations. The fog. In the fog, you can't see your way clearly. You feel stuck, and you may have to slow down or stop to regain clarity and greater insight. When you're in a fog, your path can be clouded by fear, distraction, stress, and exhaustion. Other people and doubt may distract you, and you may find yourself experiencing spiritual heaviness and low vibrations. As you vibrate higher, the fog eventually clears and you break out of any stagnation and blockage in your life. You're able to move forward. Sometimes you have to break from the norm, try something new, and practice lots of self-care to defog your mind and life. But like a lighthouse, you can shine through the fog by seeking the light of the divine and the light within. If you're not aware of and in tune with the purpose of this metaphorical weather, you may find yourself making impulsive and reactionary conscious or unconscious decisions. Like the storm, the fog is not a terrain, but rather a state that can happen at any place along the journey. For example, you might discover a period of feeling immersed in fog when you approach your mountain. And when this happens, you are left feeling both perplexed and overwhelmed by the obstacle in front of you. Everyone has to clear away and overcome their own fog. Purpose of the fog. The journey brings you to the fog to gain greater clarity, to purify your mind, to release what isn't serving you, and to offer better focus and direction. It's about finding your higher way through overcoming the terrains. When you're growing into higher vibrations, your ability to overcome metaphorical terrains and weather becomes a spiritual art. You become more and more skilled and masterful. No longer will you be defeated by what comes. You'll know it's a sacred and positive process that you're called to journey through. This is essential on the journey, and it makes all the difference between feeling overwhelmed versus feeling like all is in divine order and you're more than capable. You'll remember you're the hero. You'll be more and more poised and in your power. We're each here to prevail over the terrains of our lives in spite of it all, and to accomplish what we're sent to do. Vibrating higher is how we do it. Apply and integrate all the necessary tools that you learn along the way. When you find yourself journeying through a metaphorical terrain or weather, know that it's only temporary. It's an invitation to vibrating higher daily, and each is a gateway, an initiation process for transformation, elevation, fortification, and higher purpose. Whatever terrain you're currently in, see it as a sacred place, a strengthening place, and a resting place. Rest into the process and honor what it has come to do for you. Did you enjoy being read that book? How many of you are familiar with Layla Dahlia? I hope I'm saying her name right, but I was introduced to her work on Instagram some years ago, where she was doing more of the like minimalist short quotes that were being shared everywhere, and they still are, but she was building popularity at the time, and she just had beautiful imagery and words all over her Instagram. And so she wrote this book, and I believe it was released in 2019, and I bought it shortly after it released, and I started reading it, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't get into it at the moment, so I set it down and finally finished reading it this year. And I just enjoy her short form work. I think that this book it's good. Like there will be some things that I will go back and reference for sure. But I personally feel that this book, Vibrate Higher Daily, is for the soul who is very new to their journey, with spirituality and even understanding what vibration, you know, and frequency, and really understanding what vibrational living is. I think this is more so, and this is just my personal opinion. Again, there were some things that resonated with me that I will absolutely take with me in the book, but this does feel like the intended audience felt very like new to a spiritual journey, what that even means, what that can look like, and a path that they can take. So for that very specific population, I think that this book is great. Even for those of you who might be parents and have like younger, or, you know, teenagers, like maybe 13, 14, 15, I think, you know, this is a good book to give to them and to have conversations with them about if they have questions, just to open their minds, right, to this idea of vibrational living. And, but I love her work in general, the short, minimalist, very potent things that she says so beautifully and poetically, I agree with. And her aesthetic, you know, and the way that she presents herself and any of the spaces that she's in visually online, I love. So, but I wanted to share this part of the book because I like the way that she laid out, right, the spiritual terrain that we can move through when we're on this journey of personal growth, spiritual growth, and just life, right? Life is a spiritual experience. So everything essentially is a reflection of our spirit, of spirituality. And so I like the way that she broke down, in her words, this different metaphorical terrain and weather that we move through on our journeys. And again, for someone who may not have been able to give words or to name these terrains that they have probably felt, you know, in very transitional, transformational, and initiatory feeling times, she helps to give words to that for them. So I thought that this was a good chapter to share. So I do pray that you enjoyed the episode. Maybe you know someone who is new on their journey, and this could be just a beautiful introduction into this book, or just a beautiful introduction about talking about the spiritual and life terrain that we all move through, essentially, whether we believe it or name it or not. And so share this with someone that you know could be served by this, someone that you love, someone that you respect, someone who is new to being conscious and intentional about this journey. And yeah, I want to first, before I go, I want to say that I appreciate you all for listening, for sharing that you are listening to the podcast on Instagram and tagging me. All of that is free 99 support that I do deeply appreciate. And I also want to hear from you all too. So in every episode, there is a link that you can click on in the show notes to send me a voice message, maybe sharing how you felt about an episode or what resonated with you. So you can always leave me a voice message when you click that link that is in every show notes, in every show notes of every episode. That was weird. And then I also wanted to share that I started a Substack, which essentially a Substack is a place where you can write publicly, you can gain subscribers through your work and your writing, and it gives you the ability to make your newsletter paid so that you are compensated for the energy, the effort, the intention, right, that you share with those who are reading and your subscribers. So I started a Substack that I called Musing with the Moon, and I have had a newsletter since 2016, and I've been writing to those on that list very regularly, especially over the last couple of years. The newsletter has come out every week. I took a break a couple of months ago, and then I've started it up again and decided that it actually makes sense for me to have some monetary exchange for my writing. It's a very soulful love note that you get sent to your inbox with every new and full moon. And I like to say that it serves as your muse and reminder to sink into and recenter the full spectrum of your humanness. And I am in the process of like gearing up to write a book. And so supporting my writing in this way is actually supporting that process and also helping me to get in the groove of writing regularly again since I took that break in June. And so if you decide that you want to be a subscriber, the newsletter is $5 a month. And with that $5, you get the notes that come to your inbox about twice a month with the new and the full moon. And then you also get access to a monthly live rest circle facilitated and held by me. So in that, we will do some tea presence practice and ceremony together, some meditation, some musical musing. Maybe I'll read to you. And there will be time for a sharing circle. So it's a very nourishing space that is encouraging you to rest and to be in community with those who may also listen to this podcast or they may not. But this community that I've cultivated over the years, and space for you to commune with like souls and like minds, and to really prioritize just going to a space that is encouraging you to rest and to tap into your senses and to feel more and to create breaks in your day. And essentially, that's what this podcast is, with the music episodes and the Let Me Read to You episodes. All of this is to encourage more rest, more ease, just being more situated and comfortable and peaceful in your body. And everything, you know, that I'm putting out at this time is an extension of that. So I wanted to use this episode to share and introduce that. And there's also a link in the show notes that will lead you to an example of one of my newsletters and a link where you can subscribe. So this was long, but I wanted to make that announcement. So thank you again so much for listening. Of course, never hesitate to share, to leave a rating on Spotify, to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. And next week, we will be listening to music together. If you do not have Spotify or do not pay for Spotify, you probably will not tap into these because you don't get the full experience of hearing the full song in the episode. But you can always tap in and listen to my commentary and then click the link to listen to the playlist that I'm featuring. But if you only tap into me on Apple Podcasts, then you won't even see the episode because it's only available on Spotify. And that's so sad. I hope that changes soon. But until we connect again, please take care of yourself. Get some rest. Take some deep breaths. You know, practice some self-touch. And we will talk soon.